I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, April 17. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness urges action from Britain on potential deportation of migrants. New Jamaican High Commissioner appointed to South Africa, and a farm program at Metcalf Street Remind Center to be expanded. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using the toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has urged the government of the United Kingdom to quickly address the Windrush generation issue. Despite living and working in the UK for decades, thousands of people who arrived in the country as children during the first wave of Commonwealth migration in the 1950s, called the Windrush generation, are being threatened with deportation. Many of those affected are of Jamaican and Caribbean heritage.
Citizens from former colonies, particularly in the West Indies, migrated to Great Britain, where they have significantly contributed to the building and enrichment of the country. Now, these persons are not able to claim their place as citizens. Prime Minister, we welcome your response, and we look forward to a speedy implementation of your proposed that will lead to security for those who have been affected.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at a Commonwealth joint forum in London Tuesday. Earlier, Prime Minister Holness met with his British counterpart Theresa May for a special meeting at her office at 10 Downing Street. Discussions between the two focused on trade, migration, trained skill personnel and climate change. Director of the Caribbean and Americas Department in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Angela Comfort, has been appointed Jamaica's High Commissioner Designate to South Africa. Mrs. Comfort replaces Acting High Commissioner Philip Riley. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says Mrs. Comfort's wealth of bilateral, regional and multilateral experience will help to boost Jamaica-South Africa relations. Mrs. Comfort is a career diplomat, having joined the Jamaican Foreign Service in 1981. She previously served on two occasions at the Jamaican High Commission in London, including as Counselor for Economic Affairs. Her previous posts in the Foreign Service include Deputy Permanent Representative of Jamaica to the United Nations, in the Permanent Mission of Jamaica to the United Nations in New York. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says discussions are underway with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, to acquire emergency vehicles that will serve the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. He explains that JASIF has committed to assist with boosting the services of the JFB.
We have four trucks now, two boats, the pumpers, and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, has now concluded arrangements, and through JASIF, an additional six brand new trucks will be added to the fleet of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, bringing it to a total of more than 16.
Minister McKenzie was speaking Monday at a ceremony to hand over six new vehicles to the JFB at the Farboat Station in Newport East. He adds that $189 million has been set aside in the 2018-19 budget to purchase more fire trucks for the JFB. And the farm program at the Metcalf Street Secure Juvenile Remand Center is to be expanded to make it more sustainable and profitable. State Minister in the Ministry of National Security Rudyard Spencer says he wants to see more produce cultivated and sold to the public.
I have a very special interest in the youth, and whatever they are doing is my concern. I want when they leave these facilities, they leave here better than they came in. If there's anything for me to do for tweak, introduce a different way, that's what I will do.
The young male wards plant banana, pak choy, sorrel and aloe vera. They're also involved in poultry and fish farming. The farm is a feature of the rehabilitation program at the facility, aimed at assisting the wards to reintegrate into society with a skill to pursue productive ventures upon their release. Music and barbering are among other skills training areas offered at the Juvenile Remand Center. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.